Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin. We're holding on a Mishnah, a Halakha Mishnah, on Samach Vav Amud Bet. Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin ve'ein avera, havlad holech achar hazachar. Wherever we have the chalot of kiddushin, there is no problem of an avera, but there are needs to determine what the child is. If it's the child of Kohen, a Levi, the rule is we follow the male. What am I referring to? Ve'ezeh zu, zu kohenet leviyah v'yisraeli. Who married either Shenisu, La Kohen, or Levi, or Yisrael, in all these cases, if the father is a Kohen, the child is a Kohen. If the mother is a Kohenet, if the father is a Yisrael, then of course we'll follow the father. This is something we're very used to. Chol makom sheyesh kiddushin, v'yesh avera, where kiddushin is chal. So in other words, there's no isur karet, is the way we understand this halacha, even though ultimately there are different shitot. But wherever kiddushin is chal, but there is an avera involved, then the vlad is olech achar hapagum. Then whether it's the male or the female that is creating the problem in that marriage, that state is defined by the pagima. So for instance, zu amana lekohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza lekohen hediot, mamzeret v'netina liyisrael, bat yisrael mamzer v'lenetin. So no matter if the male was the mamzer and the female was kshera, or the female was the mamzeret and the male was the kosher, we would go according to wherever the pegima of mamzerut is. Now it's something of a borrowed concept to apply this to amana lekohen gadol or grusha v'chalutza lekohen hediot, since there's no pegam. It's not that there's a pegima. What we mean is wherever there is the problem will devolve on the child. So here it says since she's the source of the problem, so we call it as if the pegima is going to affect the child. And the next klal that we have is called mi she'en la alav kiddushin. How about in a case where kiddushin is not chal, because we're dealing with a relative, not including a case where kiddushin is not chal because this is the type of person that can't have kiddushin, such as a goy or an eved or shivcha. So it's kol mi she'en la alav kiddushin av yesh al acherim kiddushin. So wherever the person themselves could have kiddushin, but in this particular case there can't be kiddushin because of the relationship. So then the halacha is that the vlad is a mamzer. And what I'm referring to over here is ze haba alachat mikol arayot sheba Torah. Since on any of the arayot, it could marry other people. It can't marry each other. V'chol mi she'en la lo alav, v'lo alacharim kiddushin. And wherever kiddushin is out of the question because of the state of the individual and not the state of the relationship, then the halacha is that the vlad follows the mother. So if the mother is the goya, the mother is the shivcha, that's what the vlad is. Right? So it says a vlad shivcha v'nochrit, where we don't follow the father as we would in determining shevet, we follow the mother to determine the relationship to the nation. Okay, so let's go into the details of this, says the Gemara. Kol makom sheyesh kiddushin, you start off with this rule, and it seems to break down right away. You're saying wherever we have kiddushin, and there's not a problem, that we would follow the male. Is that a rule? Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. But this you call a rule. I'll bring you right up front the case where that's not true. How about a ger marrying a mamzeret? Okay, now, there's no avera, at least if we hold like Rabbi Yossi, that kahal gerim is not called kahal Hashem. So then the iser, a loyal vom mamzeret, kahal Hashem does not apply to gerim. So therefore, there's no avera whatsoever. And the halacha is over there that the vlad is Holeik achar apagum, not achar hazachar. The Tanya ger shenasa mamzeret avlad mamzer. Did Rabbi Yosi? We don't get rid of the mamzerut, and it doesn't follow the male, like you said. The male is perfectly kosher. In this case, it follows the female, who is the paguma. And you were claiming that this was the rule of the ratio. No avera. Then we follow the male. How do you get like that? Omar Lei said Rabbi Yochanan. Well, now you made a little bit of an assumption there, didn't you? Amisa varta matnitin Rabbi Yosi. It's all very true that you've got a problem if the Mishnah is going Alibir Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Kahal Gerim is not considered to be Kahal, so then you're right, because there's no Avira. But actually, it may well be that the Masih says Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds Ger Lo Yisa Mamzer, because Kahal Gerim is considered to be Kahal Hashem. Therefore, the Isur of Lo Yavo Mamzer to Kahal Hashem would include the Isur of marrying a Ger, in which case this fits right into the rule of Yesh Kiddushin v'Yesh Avira, which was the next rule, where Avlad Olech Achar HaPagum. And therefore, it is included in the Mishnah, and it fits one of the rules. It's not the first rule. So, I mean, why don't we mention it? We mentioned all the other cases. Minutanya. I mean, why not just say it along with the other cases that we gave?
Well,
it says kol makom. I mean, kol makom is obviously to apply a rule. If we're going to sit here like fools listing every case, we wouldn't really need to make a rule, would we? I mean, so it says kol makom de seifa
latiya.
So clearly, that second rule, yesh kedushim v'yesh avira, kol makom, this is the rule. Okay, here's an example of a makom, sheyesh kedushim v'yesh avira. So why do I have to list it? The ibay teimat. So that's one approach. The mission is going to leave the review. Now, what we could say is actually maybe the other way around. Because the truth is this mission is constructed in a way that includes but excludes. Because if it hadn't said those words, ve'ezozo, and what am I referring to? And it would have just gave a list. So then I would have said, okay, these lists are illustrative. But when you say ve'ezozo, and what do I mean? You seem to be saying, I only mean this, but don't take me too literally about this being a rule to apply it to other cases. But then if that's the case, why did I mention a rule? So the rule is coming to be marva, and the list is coming to be mayat, which now leaves the Mishnah open to all different levels of interpretation. I mean, there may be now we can go back and we could say, well, actually, maybe the Mishnah is going Aliba the Reb Yossi, we said. We thought it can only work out according to Reb Yehuda. No. Actually, maybe it could work out Aliba the Reb Yossi. And according to Reb Yossi, we've got a problem because he holds that there's no Isser in the Gershon Asa Mamzeret. And yet the Vlad does not hold a Chachar HaZachar. Ah! Well, the solution to that would be is that's why it says Ezuzil, to be Mamayit, this case. No, wait, are you saying that Ezezu is telling me this and no other? Ezezu the too low? I mean, surely you can't mean that Ezezu is telling me specifically and only the cases listed and no other case? Because then I can ask you from a case that I know. That must have been included also. How about a cholol marries a bat Yisrael? Okay, now, certainly no Isur in a Kohen who's a cholol and marrying a regular Jewish woman. A Jewish woman can marry a non-Kohen, I mean, that's basically what a cholol is, doesn't create any isurim, okay? So over there, halacha is, yesh kiddushin, and ein avera, there's no avera, right? So the case over there is the vlad is hoylech achar hazachar. So let's say that you have now a child who is a daughter, and now this daughter wants to get married to a Kohen. So now this daughter, what should be the halacha of Yisrael? The case over here, the cholol shenasa bas Yisrael, the vlad is hoylech achar hazachar, and the bat can't get married to a Kohen. So what, there's obviously other cases in which the vlad is hoylech over here achar hazachar. You said Ezezu is only the cases listed to exclude this case. Now I'm confused. Well, no, that could be that he holds Karabi Dustoy. He holds Karabi Dustoy Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, we had this discussion earlier. And if that's the case, the Tana may be saying, remember, that Benot Yisrael are a mikveh tahara for Chalali. So if a halal goes out and marries a Bas Yisrael, that there's no longer any problem of Chalalut at all, and the daughter is indeed Kshera Lekahuna. So then it does fit. Ezuzu, we will not follow, in this case, the Cholol. In this case, there's no problem. Okay, let me try another case then. Hare Yisrael Shnasa Chalala. How about the other way around? A Yisrael marries a Chalala. Over there, Yesh Kedushin, Ein Avera. What's the name of the child? Avad Alech Achara Zachar. Now, Loka is that that daughter is perfectly kosher to the Kahuna, and over there, there's certainly no problem. And it says, Beferish, Bitok Sheir Lekahuna. We're going to see later on. We don't consider that to be that she's like the Kahuna. So why is that not included in the Mishnah, and according to you, specifically excluded by the Mishnah? You're saying that the Mishnah is telling me that may be a case of Kiddushin Vein Avera, but let's not jump to the conclusion that the Vlad is Eilu Kachar HaZachar. No, no, no. Actually, the Vlad would be Pogum, but that's not true. The Vlad is not Pogum. So now you cannot maintain that Ezezu means specific. Ezezu is merely illustrated. Well, no, no, no. Now, wait a minute. You are ignoring the rule. It also says kol makom. So kol makom the resh alad tuye. We listed a rule besides the list. And as I pointed out earlier, you don't say a rule unless you mean to include something. So what do you do in a case like that? You have, on the one hand, you have a list. You have words that say the list is specific. And yet, on the other hand, you have a rule. What you're going to have to do is you're going to have to compromise. What will then be the thing that you look for to establish where you should apply the rule or where you could apply the Ezezu? Clearly, if it would have been possible to list the case and you didn't list it, then Ezezu is telling me, no, 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 not this. If there's a logistical problem in listing the rule, then I can, in listing the case, then I can say that the rule applies. Therefore, the Gemara's next question is, and we're going to see this, this is actually what's been assumed all along in the sugya. The Gemara's next question is, now wait a minute. If this is true, then why doesn't it just list it? Why would it use this case as something that needs to be included with a rule? So ask the Gemara of Netanya. So list the case. Then you listed the other case, all those other cases. Why don't you list this case as well? Netanya Behadeh. The reason that we can't list it, and once we can identify a logistical reason for leaving it out of the Mishnah, then we have a right to say that we wrote the rule for it. Tell me how you want to write it. Go ahead. Try to keep the Mishnah simple and list this case. What would you say? Would you say, Hekenitne? Would we say, Kohenet, Leviyah, V'Yisraelit, V'Chalala? That's what you would want to do. You want to add another case. Should he say it, Lekohen, Levi, V'Yisrael, blah, 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 blah. That already doesn't work. A Chalala cannot marry a Kohen. So therefore, the only way to list this case would be to first have the three that marry the three, and then say, and also we have another case where we have a Chalala who marries two out of the three. I mean, come on. So there, clearly, logistically, we'd want to include a case like that with the rule. Masha'inkein, where you have grounds to think that a case, the halacha is different, and there's no reason why it wouldn't have been stated. So then, Erachinami, the Mishnah is coming to exclude it. Exactly. The Ezezuzu and not the other case. That makes sense. So Chalala, should he say for Kohen Levi Yisrael? You can't say that. Chalala le Kohen Michazia. And therefore, we had to include it with the rule. Says the Gemara, but we have another case that doesn't fit. The Ika de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is a very cute case. A Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzrit Rishona. Okay. We have over here a perfectly kosher marriage. The Torah says that when it comes to marrying Mitzrim, either the male or the female, only the third generation after the Giyur is mutter to be bo'bekahal. Now, the question is, how about if a second generation male Mitzri marries a first generation female Mitzri? Is the child a third generation mutter lavo bekahal Mitzri, or is the child a second generation asur lavo bekahal Mitzri? Meaning, do we follow the Zohar, do we follow the Nekeva? Now, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said that in that case, the din is that the child follows the Mitzri Sheni, the male, and he's a Shlishi. Does that fit the rule? It does indeed. It fits the rule of Kol Makom Shigesh Kiddushin Ve'ein Avira Avlad Olech Achar Zachar. But you're claiming that Ezuzu is specific and excludes that case. Ah, no, but, I mean, the Kol Makom. Kol Makom Dereisha includes, I mean, you certainly don't expect the Tana to list a complicated case like that. I mean, that was ridiculous. The listing was great. I mean, we had the three marrying the three. Okay, well, I'm going to now start talking about what generation Mitzri. I mean, it's going to lengthen the Mishnah awkwardly. We don't want to do that. And therefore, we now leave it to your devices. Is this included in the rule because of logistical difficulty? Or is it being excluded? It's being included. Okay. How about according to Rav Dini? And what would you say? According to Rav Dini, he says in that case, you actually follow the female who is Paguma because she's only a Mitzri Rishona. And the din is that the child's a Mitzri Sheni. What do you say over there? He holds that the Torah defines the din of the Mitzri by the Leida. Because otherwise, why did the Torah say, Abonim asher yivoldu? Because it's defined by the Leida. The Leida is a function of the mother. And therefore, it follows the mother in that case. So this is a unique case. It's not that it's following the Pagam. It's following the Im. So here it's an inverse of the normal rule. So here's a Kiddushin, Ein Avera, and it goes after the Nekeva. So what do you do with that? We already said what we do with that, didn't we? Tana Ezezu l'malite. So according to Rav Dini, this now is included in the Ezezu. So in other words, the Mishnah has allowed us a broad interpretation. According to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who holds this is another fine example that's included in the rule of Kol Makom. According to Rav Dini, who holds that this is a unique case of an exception to the rule, so then Ezezu comes to tell us there is an exception. That exception is Rav Dini. Okay, what about this case? In the case of the Chiyata Rabin from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan as saying, "Be'umot halech achar zachar." If you have to determine what nation a person belongs to, it follows the male always. So let's say you need to know is someone a Kanani or is someone a Greek. You know, Ge'ah the din of Lot Chaya Bem Kol Neshama the heter of purchasing an eved, as we'll see later on. So what's the din over there? You follow the male. If now they're nidgayru, so now the parents are midgayir. So then halechachar hapagum shebishnehem. Figure out, we're going to see that this is an actually a brilliant rule that has the most fascinating implications, which are hard to see on the surface. Gemara is going to go into it on the base. But in any event, it says over there, follow whatever has the biggest problem. Now, why would we not say over there, since there's no Avera, clearly, once they're midgayer, they both came from the Umay Sa'ilon, what possible Avera could we be talking about? And nonetheless, it says, whereas according to you, we'd be talking about a Kiddushin without an Avera, and we should go after the Zachar. And now you're saying that's not true. We won't go after the Zachar. We'll go after the Pagum. Once again, Tana Ezezu Lamute. The case of Ravin is no different than the case of Ravdimi. We want to figure out what's not included. Ezezu tells us, look, there's special cases that are exceptions to this rule. So now we have two cases that are exceptions to the rule. A marriage between two of the Umota Olam with different rules, as we'll see, different rules after the Giyur. For instance, let's say a person comes from the nation of Ammon. So over there, the rule of an Ammoni is that he's always Asher Lavo Bekal. However, an Ammonit has no problem with being a Bekal right away. The other one is a member of the Mitzri family. Over there, the third generation is Mutar Lavo Bekal. But there's no difference between the male and the female. So you can see that this would create a very interesting crossbreeding, La Halacha. Okay, so this is now another exclusion. We have two exclusions. Rav Dimi's exclusion and Ravin's exclusion. Okay? So then the Ezezu is coming to be Mamayit. So let's once again review. We have now two possibilities in the Mishnah. Either we can say, as we originally said, the Mishnah is going Dafka Libra Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there's an Iser Chitun in a Ger who marries a Mamzeret. Right? So according to which, Enoch Inami, this now would be included in the case of Yesh Kiddushin V'Yesh Avira. We have a second case that it's going Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, our second approach. It's going Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. There is indeed no Avera. And we're coming now to include, if you hold you're going Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, the Ezezu is coming to say there are certain cases that are not like this rule and that are exceptions to the rule. Okay. Let's now review which is the more likely of these two terutz. Because the way we analyzed it, we've actually been able to look at each case in the Mishnah, or almost each case, and we've seen that there's an Ezezu that comes to exclude, special exceptions to the rule, a kol makom which comes to include, where the rule couldn't be stated because in an actual case because it's too complex, so we left the rule to say it. Does that work out the same, Aliba de Rav Yehuda and Aliba de Rav Yossi? No. It doesn't, obviously. So says the Gemara, let's go through the Mishnah and see how we would read the Mishnah according to these two approaches. Because remember, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it fits into the additional rule, since according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ger and Mamzer is an Isser, it fits into the kol makom of the Seifa, right? This is a case where there's a pagam, you go according to the pogam shebishneya. But according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't have that case. So that means the kol makom never was marred by anything. It was only marred by Libra Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, the Ezezu was actually Mamayit, but that was a narration. We never had something that filled the shoes of the Gomakom and the Seifa. So now, it turns out that the Mishnah is actually better addressed by Rabbi Yehuda. Because Bishlema, Yamrit Bishlema, if you're going to take the first approach that we took, the Mishnah is going on leave to Rabbi Yehuda, and that would mean that the Gomakom, let's go through the Mishnah step by step, okay? The Gomakom of the Reisha, it comes to tell me a rule that we will follow the Zachar. Okay, what is that coming to include? We said that's coming to include the case of a Yisrael Shenasach Halalah, the child is considered to be mutar lekuna. There's no problem at all. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's case of a Mitzri Sheni who marries a Mitzrit Rishona, according to him, you follow the Zachar. No Avera. Okay. So then that means the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana's case, the way we were learning Rabbi Yehuda, is the Ezezu, the Komakom includes also Rabbi Bar Chana. The Ezezu of the Reisha is coming to be Mamaya, the two cases of Rav Dimi and Rabbi. That the halacha is that it's a sheni. In other words, if you hold a Rabba Bar Bar Chana, it's included in the kol makom. If you hold a Rav Dimi, it's excluded by the Ezezu, right? Okay. Then you have a Ravin's case of the complicated bumot, alecha chara zakar, and all of that. And that was also excluded then by the Ezezu. So So that's Lama Ute now, Rav Dimi and Rav. Let's continue on to the second part of the Mishnah. Ah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we know what that was coming to include. That was coming to include the case of a Gershon Asam Mamzeret, which is Yesh Avera, according to me, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Misha doesn't bother mentioning it, and comes to include it in the case of Kol Makom. Fine. But according to Rabbi Yossi, how does that work out? I mean, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Kol Makom and the Reisha, fine, that's not a problem. Yisrael Nasach Halala, that still works, okay? The Ezezu is also not a problem. Kiri Amoron. But as soon as you get to the Kol Makom and the Seifa, what are you going to say it's coming to be Marva? A Gerish and a Zachalala? What's that? So what's that talking about? Kol Makom the Seifa, that to Yemai, according to him, there was no Ezer. That was Gufa, right? According to him, that was Gufa, the case that we mentioned in the Reisha. So now what? Says Gemara, wait a minute. You didn't explain the whole Mishnah, I'll leave it to review it, huh? What are you coming out to pick on Rabbi Yossi for? You explained 3 points. Kol Makom of the Reisha, Ezezu of the Reisha, Kol Makom of the Seifa, and you conveniently ignored the next thing, which is the Ezezu, which is coming to exclude of the Seifa. You didn't come up with a single darn case. So, but you managed to ignore. When now all of a sudden it comes to Rabbi Yossi, and now you're wondering about Rabbi Yossi. Well, the time is. I mean, the Rabbi Yehuda. Did you have an explanation of the Ezezu in the Seifa, huh? You did not. Lomeli, why does it say that? I'll tell you why it says it, for no reason at all. Because the Mishnah is trying to maintain what it already had of necessity in the Reisha, which is an inclusion and exclusion. So now if we're going to start listing rules, we'll say it in the same way. We're not going to say klala and then leave out the words Ezezu, or we're going to say Ezezu and leave out the klala, or just leave out both. So obviously you're going to have to say that I did the Tana Reisha Ezezu, Tana Seifa Ezezu. So why can't you say the same thing and leave it to Rabbi Yossi? Halchinami, I did the Tana Reisha Kol Makom. Tana Seifa Nami Kol Makom, that doesn't bother me. As long as I can explain the opening rule in the Mishnah, and that there's exceptions to the rules, and inclusions to the rules, which were too difficult for us to list, I'm happy. And you'll notice, as Tosis points out, you'll notice that we could have just go right ahead at the beginning, and we could have said that Kol Makom is Lab Tuye, right? And instead of saying, the Hamani Rebbe Dustoi, that Benos Yisrael or Mikvah Tahira, what do we have to say that for? Why couldn't we simply say, Kol Makom is Lab Tuye? Because the Mishnah knew that we wouldn't have a solution to why not list it in that case, you see. So all along we were figuring, look, we have to use our brains. The Mishnah's not just arbitrarily throwing in Kol Makom V'Ezezu. We have a good reason why something wouldn't be listed, then we can include it in the Kol Makom. We always knew that, which is why we were looking for alternatives. So meanwhile, we have, with a very simple language in the Mishnah, brought up 6 different shitot binogea, the specific cases that we've managed here to include in our sugya, without batting an eye. Right, so we've had now Rav Yossi's approach, we've had Rav Yehuda's approach, we've had Rav Dimi, we've had Rabba Bar Bachana, and we've had Ravin, and now we've had also the Mikvah Tahira Halacha. 6 different halachas buried within the structure of the first simple words. But meanwhile, you listed this strange halacha, and I didn't really understand it. You said, Gufa, Tiata Ravin, Om Rav Yochanan, if people from different nations intermarry, then Bu'umot Halech Achar Azachar, follow the male. If they subsequently are Migayer as a family, so now the male and the female marry each other, so then you said, I don't understand either of those cases. What are you referring to? So when you say, let me get the first case. My bu'umot alecha ha'azachar. What's that referring to? Ah, that's referring to, my friend, a very chashuv halacha. Kiratana. Minayim le'echad min ha'umot. Sheba alak na'anit v'olid bein. Sh'atar ashay liknoto be'evet. Now remember that when the Torah gave us the mitzvah, lo techaye kol nishama, so it said, and if you're wondering where will you be trading and buying, from the umot asher svivotechem, mehem tiknu eved ve'ama. There's plenty of other people in the world besides Kananim. We don't need the Kananim in Eretz Yisrael. The next pasuk says, and there's also another option. Ve'gam ibnei atoshavim agarim imchem, mehem tiknu. That would mean that even from people who are basically itinerant workers, so they are Toshavim Hagarim Imachem. So people like, just like today, we have people who leave their countries, send back money. Canaan was a rich place. So you have people that were coming from India, working in Canaan. Of course, meanwhile, they take Canaanite woman. They have children with this Canaanite woman. And the din over there is, mehem tiknu, that the deal over there is that if the man from India has a child with a Canaanite, you can buy that child. So apparently, the child is not a Canaanite. Teaches as it goes according to the Zachar. Now you might think that it's not because it goes according to the Zachar. It's because it's only half a Canaanite. And half a Canaanite we can ignore. So if it was the other way around, let's say a Canaanite was away at just the right time to avoid getting slaughtered by the Jews, and he was working in India, sending money back to the family in Canaan. So now you might think that if his kid that he had with this Indian woman comes back to Eretz Yisrael, you could buy the kid as an eved, because he's not a Canaanite. So Yocho, you might think, the Af HaKnani, it should say, here, the Giris is a little bit, HaKnani Shaba Alachat Min HaUmot, is what it should say, is the Giris of the Mizrach HaShas fixes it, as it has to be, that there, if Holy Bimen Abayn, Shata Rashai Liknoto Be'evet, you could think that that's only 50% Canaanite, and therefore not a problem. Talmud Lomar, no. It's Dafka, Asher Holidu Mi'artachem, note that it says, V'gam Ibnei HaToshavim HaGarim Imachem, and these are mishpachtam asher imachem asher holidu ba'artzachem. So that's ayulakam lachuza. This teaches us min hanoladim ba'artzachem. What normally happens is that the itinerant worker, the male, will take a woman in the place where he's working, and then the child sticks with the mother. The mother is local. The child sticks with. We have the problem here every day. Misrad apnim. You allow the child to stay. You don't allow the child to stay. The norm is the child. That was that whole cute movie. What was it? Buttons? What was it called? Cute, really beautiful, adorable Chinese movie of Israeli movie of a Chinese boy that got stuck. And Nani was learning with the woman. She learned Chinese, as I know about it. So the woman that was in the headset for the movie and the language was her Chinese teacher. So, okay, this is a very common problem. So here it says, no, but if the child was not a Noladim Ba'aretz, and he is basically coming to visit with his dad, but he was really born from an Indian woman. So now his father's coming to visit the old homestead, not realizing there's a bunch of Jews there. And he's bringing along his son from India. That you can't buy, you see. It has to be Dafka Noladim Ba'aretzachem. The child of the mother who's a Canaanite, that is an Indian. But the child of the father who's a Canaanite, that's a Canaanite. So there, it's telling you that you go according to the male when it comes to the Umot Olam. Continued Rabbi Yochanan to say, Nidgayru, but if you have umot that interbreed, and if they, before interbreeding, they were nidgayer, so then you follow the pagum. Now, what is that talking about? I mean, b'mai, I guess, let's say a mitzri, okay. So now a mitzri is allowed to enter into Klal Yisrael, third generation. Dor shlishi yavo lachem. He marries an ammonite. Because an ammonite is not an ammonite. Remember, normally it goes according to the nation. But by Ammon and Moab, it goes according to the male of the nation only, being Aser, which of course is where Dovid HaMelech comes from, that little diuk. So Ammoni, velo Ammonit, Moavi, velo Moavit, is central to the binyan of the Malchut twice, right? So my pagum ika, Ammoni velo Ammonit. There is no pagum if it's a mitzri shenasa Ammonit. So if it's an Ammoni that marries a Mitzrit, now you have a fascinating situation. An Ammoni marries a Mitzrit, both of them currently Jewish. And now it depends on the sex of the child, which one is pogum. Because if the child is a Nekeva, and we would call her an Ammoni, she's in good hands, because now she's allowed to get married to a Jew. But if we call her a Mitzrit, then she's going to have to wait until her grandchild marries a Jew, right? Her child marries a Jew. Her father was already a Mitzrit. On the other hand, if it's a male, oh, if he's an Ammoni, so then he'll never be able to intermarry, none of his generations will. It's called a mitzri, so what do you do there? That's what we're saying. In each case, depending on the sex of the child, you go according to what is pogum vis-a-vis that child. That's the point. That was the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. So we're talking about Ammoni shenasa mitzri. So if the child is a zakar, so then you go according to the father as an Ammoni. Shadya batre didei. If the child is a nekeva, so then shadya batre dida, which gives her at least a generation delay until she's allowed into the Kaal. Kosha inla alav kiddushin, but where there is no kiddushin, now one second, you're jumping to conclusions. You're saying that somehow or other the arayot we've been taught kiddushin is not to face. How do we know that kiddushin is not to face? I mean, what I mean. The Yom Rabbi Abba Amr, Yochanan, Some say actually Umatabah Mishum Rabbi Yanai. Wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rabbi Yanai. Or actually Rav Akiva Bar Rava says, no. The Matabah was Mishum Rabbi Yosef Haglili, not Mishum Rabbi Yanai. In any event, so we've got three possibilities where this halacha really came from. The diak in the pasuk is Omar Kra, Yatzah mi beito valcha vaitala ish acher. So since it says over here, remember that the word haita is a very important word, because that's the lashon of kiddushin, havaya. It changes her existential state. So there it says, where can she be? Be, haita. Where could she be? Only li'ish acher. Only to someone who is not related. Li'acherim velo dekrovim. She's got to get out of the family. So she leaves her husband. She cannot marry into anyone who is related to that family that's included in the Isser of Arayot, not as an Isser, but as havaya. In attempting to create Kiddushin, there cannot be a Hayata. Okay? We're not talking about the Isser marriage, which obviously is the Parsha of Arayot. But we're Asering now, we're saying the Kiddushin is not possible.
This is the
classic Pasuk, Yatzav Hayata. A guy gives a get. Yeah, she's going to go marry somebody else. So therefore, the Pasuk stresses somebody else, not somebody that was in any way connected, which is obviously not coming to tell me she can't marry an Erva. Meaning she can't sleep with an Erva. It's coming to tell me that there can't be Hayata with an Erva. Right. That's what she used to be saying. Makifla Rababa, wait a minute. We have a rule, which basically is Occam's razor. You can only learn the minimal amount from a pasuk. Now you're coming to say that this pasuk is addressing the entire list of Krovim, calling them none acher. I mean, is that necessarily the case? Why don't we look at the closest of the achers, and say that there's no hayata. So let's say this guy has a son. Okay, so it's coming to say, she has to go get married to somebody else, but not to his son. So there's no hayata if she would try to marry the son. So if this son now is enamored of his father's ex-wife, she can't marry him, meaning the Kedusha will not be taken. But how do you have a right to make it a rule about all of the arayot? So that doesn't make sense. Matkeva rabava v'emelach evelo leben. No, it couldn't mean Laben, because the Ben, it says beferish, lo yikach ishet eshet aviv. Doesn't lo yikach mean that there cannot be kedushin, lekicha, right? So now, why does it say acher, lamali? That must mean to tell me all of the acherim, below the krovim. No, wait a minute, why is that? Ema idim idi Laben. Maybe lo yikach just means to say, don't give kedushin to your father's wife. But what if you do? Maybe the kedushin would be chal. Comes along Acher to teach me that no, the Kedushin wouldn't even be to face. Maybe that's the pshat. So one is Lechatchila and one is B'diavad. No, Lechatchila, I know already from somewhere else. I know Lechatchila from Achot Isha Nafka, where over there it also uses a lashon of Lo Yikach, and therefore I now know Lo Yikach means Lechatchila. It says over there Lo Tikach. Lo Tikach, we now understand to mean Lo Tikachena. Don't give her Kedushin. We learn out from Achot Isha, all of these arayot, lo tikach, don't give them kedushin. If you repeat, lo yikach ishet eshet aviv, you're now telling me even b'diavad. If you're now telling me there's no havaya when a woman goes out and tries to marry someone who is not an acher, so now you're addressing all other cases, that those other cases are also no havaya afilu b'diavad. So therefore, lechatchil I know from Achot Isha, ma Achot Isha bekaret, and it says lo tikach, so lo tikadesh, chayvei mitot beidin, which is much worse than karet, such as eshet aviv, lo kol shekein, that there's no kedushin. Why? Wait, you're confusing me. Emi yidividi beAchot Isha, v'alechatchila v'adiavad. Wait, now, the Torah comes down to tell me a specific case. Case being the case of Achot Isha. You want to use this case, look what a funny thing you're doing. You want to use this case as the model, which would include the Bain, right? Then you go and you'd say the Acher is the Acher of the Bain. And now we would not know all the other, no. The normal way of doing this would be to say, since the Torah uses Achot Isha as the model for the Lechatchila, Lotika, so now when it adds now an additional, the Haita Le'ish Acher, it doesn't make sense that it's now telling me Le'ish Acher, going back to the same case that it mentioned before, the Lo Tikach, doesn't that make sense? That maybe they're both talking about the Lo Tikach, Lechatchila, and now, Vayetala Yishacher comes to be telling me, B'diavad. Mashenken, the other Krovim, where you don't have the first level, you don't have the Lo Tikach, then maybe you also don't have the Lo Tihiyeh, the Havaya, and then we'll be left again with the same question. So a meima idi vidi be'achoti shalach hatchila adiavad. Says, well, absolutely, I agree with that. That's a brilliant idea. That's exactly what I do say. Ein achinami. But didn't we just say that we use achotisha as a model, right? So ashkechan achotisha. But wait, I mean achotisha. How about the other arayot? That's the pshat. It's a model. Yalfinu me'achotisha. Just like achotisha is one of the arayot, and she is an erva, and your chayev karet on the Zodom, and Bishogeg sleeping with her, you'd be chayev a karmen chatas. And what's the rule? Not only that there's an isser of kedushin, lo tapsi ba kedushin, so I'll make a general rule from this. Av kol she yerva, v'chayevina zlona karet, v'al she yata chatat, lo tapsi ba kedushin, which addresses your question. Your question was, how do we know there's no kedushin? Why is the Mishnah taking for granted that kedushin isn't tapis? Now we know. We learn it out from Achotisha, because we have two psukim. One is Lo Tikach, which is Lechatchila. One is Vahaitali Shecher, which is B'diavad. And now everything fits just perfectly. Says the Gemara, well, you're right. Anyway, you're 98% right. But not 100% right. Because Bishlei Makulu, if we go through the Parsha of Arayot, almost all of them, we could learn out from here. But there's cases that I can't learn out. Two cases. First of all, Anesha Dish. Let's say somebody goes and he gives Kedushin to a woman who's married to somebody else. How do I know that that Kedushin isn't Tofes? That's question number one. And the other case that I don't know is Ishet Ach. Why? Because those two cases are unique, you see. Because what I can do is if I try to bring a raya from the halacha of Achot Ishto, I will say, aha, of course, Achot Ishto. You can never be matir Achot Ishto b'makom mitzvah. But an Eshet Ach, if you would fall b'yibun, we would ignore the Yisr of Eshet Ach, and we would say, you should go ahead and get married. So b'mokom mitzvah, it's kosher. She Eshet Ach b'mokom mitzvah. And how about an Eshet Ish? Eshet Ish is also a unique case. An Eshet Ish, it's possible to be matir an Eshet Ish. How?
With a get.
Exactly. So you can meet from Allah, Hanav Shekin, La'ena, Heter B'chayei Osra. All the other cases are similar to Achot Isha. There's no way to undo the Erva as long as the source of the erva, in this case, the sister, is still living. But Eshet Ish is the one erva that even though the source of the Isser, namely the husband, is still alive, he can cancel the Isser of the erva on his wife by giving her a get. So most of the arayot, you're right, could be learned out from Achot Isha. But these two specific cases, and these two cases are included in the Mishnah, and you're saying Ein Kedushin, how do we know Ein Kedushin? Tomar Be'eshet Ish, therefore, says Rav Yonah, we've looked at this the wrong way, or some say it was Rav Huna b'Rei Yeshua. It's not a simple limud of a mamatzino. It's actually a hekesh that we learn out from the pasuk. Omar Kro, kol asher yaseh, mikol ha-toevot ha-ilu v'nichretu. This now incorporates all of the arayot together in one halacha, hukshu kol arayot kulam. All of the arayot are all compared, and therefore, in being compared to each other, they're all compared to Achot Isha. Just like Achot Isha, we've proven that lo tapsi bekedusha, because we have both a lo tikach and a vahayetal ishacher, av kol arayot kulam, lo tapsi bekedushin. Is that so? So if that's the case, if somebody gave kedushin to an unmarried woman who happens to be a nida at the time that he gave her the kedushin should not be tafes. He just said, "Hukshu kol arayot." All the arayot as isha benidata lo. Hukshu kol arayot. So what are you going to do with that? Should not be kedushin. Alom ham rabaya. So then, why did Abaya say that? Akol modim bebal anida v'yala sota she'ein ablad mamzer. And the rule is wherever kedushin is not tofes, that the halacha is that the blood is mamzer. That's what the Mishnah said. And yet Abaya is saying nobody holds that the child of a nida or a sota became a surah abala would be a mamzer. Omar Chiski, that's because of a special pasuk. Omar Akrop, Vatihi. Note that word, Tihi. That's the lashon of Havaya again, right? So, Utihi Nidata Alav. Someone who sleeps with a Nida, Utihi, Afilu Bishat Nidata, Tehi Ba Havaya. You can still have a relationship with a Nida, despite the fact that it can't be a sexual relationship, which is Osir. But you can have the Kiddush, Vatihi. So, Utihi Nidata obviously has a double meaning. Tihi Nidata Alav means that you become Tomei. But it also means there can be, even Bishat Nidata, Havaya, on one who wishes to ultimately have this. Hey, wait a second. So now we have an alternative model. So we have Achot Isha, where it says that there can't be Havaya. and a nida where it says there can be havaya. And you said hukshu kol arayot kulam zelaze. So what makes you think we should compare all of the other arayot to an achotisha? Why not compare them to the nida and say that achotisha is a unique case? Now you're telling me nida is the unique case. It's the other way around. Maybe nida is the model and achotisha is a unique case where kedusha isn't tofes. So es the gemara mirde ikela kushala nida vikela kushala achotisha. You could compare all the arayot to nida. You could compare all the arayot to achotisha. My chazita de makashtelu la achotisha. What makes you say that we should be makish to achotisha? Why not be makish lenida? And says the Gemara, because kula v'chumra l'chumra makshina. The rule is that where the Torah doesn't give us any guidelines and it's telling us a hekesh, then we're makish l'chumra. And to say that the vlad will be a mamzer, since become a kom shen gedushin, you do have mamzerut, is obviously a chumra. Therefore, we compare not the nida, but the achotisha, and nida becomes now a specific exclusion from the general rule. Koma kom shesh gedushin vein avira vlad olech achar azachar. V'yez azor, zokenet leviyav yisraelit, shenisu lakoyin leviyav yisrael. וכל מקום שיש קידושין ויש אווירה ולעד עליך קרה פגום ויש זו זו אמנה לכהן גדול גושה וחלוצה לכהן ידיעות ממזרת ונתנה לישראל בת ישראל למאמזר לנתין וכל מי שאין לה עליו קידושין אבל יש על אחרים קידושין אבלד ממזר וזה זה בא אחת מכל הראיות שבתורה וכל מי שאין לה לא עליו ולא על אחרים קידושין אבלד כמותה ואיזה זה? זה ולד שבחה ונוכרית. כל מקום שיש קידושין, אמר לרבי יוחנן, this is a כלל עבור. כל מקום שיש קידושין, ואין עבירה, ולד הולך אחר הזכר. What about the case of a גר שנעשה ממזרת? Where יש קידושין ואין עבירה, and the ולד is הולך אחר הפגום, the tiny גר שנעשה ממזרת, הוולד ממזרת, לבי רבי יוסי. Oh my life, what makes you think the mission is רבי יוסי? But this is רבי יוסי, דומה גר לא יישא ממזרת, and therefore יש קידושין ויש עבירה. And the rule is over there, הולד הולך אחר הפגום. So it works out perfectly well. I'll say, why not list it, ונתניה? Well, it does. Koma kom the safe lot to ye. Vibayde, meliolam Rav Yossi. Betona ezazu la meute. What, ezazu means stavke, but too low? I mean, how about a kalal, shena sabat Yisrael? Yesh kidushim, v'yein avera. And the deal over there is, a vlad polech achar zachar, and it didn't list it. Yeah, l'kashik, Rav Distav, Rav Yudas, v'yirole. But what about Yisrael shena sa kalalam? The yesh kidushim v'yein avera, and a vlad polech achar zachar? Well, it says that. It says koma kom, la to ye. And why not say beferish, v'netanya v'adiyay? How do you expect the Mishnah to have that case? Hey, Kahinne. Kohenet, Leviyav, Yisraeli, Fakalala. Should he say, Bekohen, Levi, Yisrael? Well, Fakalala, Lekohen, Mechazia. And what about Rabbi Bar Bachana's case? Yom Rabbi Bar Bachana, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzusheni, Shinasa, Mitzut, Mishonah, Benashli, Shiavi. But says, Kom, Makom, Latuye. And what about according to Ravdimi, who says that the Vlad is a Sheni? Well, it says, Ezazulamote. And well, what about the case of Tekasa Ravin, Yom Rabbi Yochanan? Bumot, Alekachar, Azachar, Nidgairu, Alekachar, Apagum. And over there, there's no avera. Well, it says ezazul mute. Now, haima yam bishlam about nitin rabbi yudahi. So then, all of the mishnah's blank spaces are filled because the koma kom of the reisha is latu yisrael shenasa chalala, and also rabba barbachanis case. Okay, the ezazu is to be mayat rabbimi's case, Robin's case, and the koma kom of the seifa is coming to include a case where there is an avera of ger shenasa mamzera. But if you hold that the mishnah is going to leave with the rabbi yosi. Okay, you also can fill the koma kom duration the same way. The ezazu you can fill the same way, but the koma kom of the sefer, how are you going to fill that? That's your mind. But the time at Rabbi Yehuda, you have a way to fill the ezazu of the sefer? Normally. El I did a ton of ratio, ezazu a ton of sefer. So why not say the same thing? Alibi the Rabbi Yossi. Okinami, I did a ton of ratio koma kom. Tananami sefer koma kom. Gufa. Kiata Rabbi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Bumot, halecha chara zachar. Did gairu, halecha chara pagum shibishneim. Now, what do you mean? My bumot elach achar azachar kiretanya. Minay lecha min umot shabalak na'anit. Volid bein. Shatar shay liknoto ve'eved. Tamud lomar ve'gam mitnei atoshavim agarim imachem. Ve'yem tiknu eved v'amah. Yorkol af eved. I mean rather, af k'na'ani. Shabalakat mikol umot volid bein. Shatar shay liknoto ve'eved. Tamud lomar sheholidu ba'artzachem. Min ha'noladim ba'artzachem. Volo min ha'garim ba'artzachem. Nidgayru alech achar ha'pagum shebishneem. V'may. Yilem be'mitzri shenasa amonit. There's no pagum. And it says pagum bishneem. So my pagumika, amoni velo amonit. Ela ba amoni shenasa mitzrit. Now you have a pagum bishneem. So if the child is a zokar, so then make him follow the father. If the child is in a keva, who would be muteret as an amonit, shadi abatra dida, and make her a mitzrit. Koshe in la alav kiddushim, inani milidi omre priya barabba on Rabbi Yochanan, umata ba mishum Rabbi Yanai, rabach brega rava, mata ba mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, omakra viyatsami veitov achavait alish acher, davka lacherim, velo lekrubim. Matke ba rababa, maybe that's lacher velo leben? No, ben it says, lo yikach ish et eshet aviv. So why would I need Al-Kadosh? Shmami no lachrim v'lo l'krovim. Why? In l'hidivini l'ben. One l'chatchila not to be Makadosh, and one v'diavad that it's not tofes. No, l'chatchila I know already, me'achotisha. Me'achotisha says lo tikak, it's pekarej, and lo tikadej. So chayvim itot beitin like the ben. So they should aviv. So lo kosh came. Well, so then maybe l'hidivini b'achotisha, or l'chatchila v'diavad. Ein afinami. So then ashkan achotisha, arim v'nashar, y'alfino me'achotisha. Ma'achotisha m'yokeret sh'yarva v'chayavin azdana karet. V'al sh'yata chatat v'lo tafsi v'kidushin. Of course, sh'yarva v'chayavin azdana karet. Al sh'yata chatat, lo tafsi v'kidushin. Great. Bishlem akulu, great, fine. Atem, what about eshet ish and eshetach? Over there, ikilam yifrach ma'achotisha, sh'ken in laheter v'makom mitzvah. Tomer be'eshetach sh'yesh leter v'makom mitzvah. And how about eshet ish nami? Ikilam yifrach ma'ana, sh'ken leter v'chayei osran. Tomer be'eshet ish could always get a get, and therefore yesh leter v'chayei osran. Elam Rabbiyon, it's not a mamatzino, it's a akesh. Vitim Ravun Brad Yeshua Makro, Kola Shayasemikolo to Evote Elevenichritu. Hukshu, Kola Rayotulam Lakotisha, Makotisha, Tassiba Kadushan of Kola Rayotulam, Lotassiba Kadushan. Yoki, I feel need a nami. Aloma on Rabbi Akomodim, Bibala Nidavala Satash and Avalan. O Makiski, O Makro, Utehini data Alav, I feel a Bishat Nidata, Teheba Tehi, Havaya. So now my chazita and my kashter lakotisha akshalanida because kula v'chumra l'chumra makshinan.